This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Update and Business Update for April 5th, 2021. Three stories that we're following today. First is the economy bounces back, seven things to know. This is sort of a main story, then we'll get into the two private equity stories. First, economy added 916,000 jobs in March. This is 300,000 jobs more than they expected. The largest jobs added since August, and it brings the unemployment rate down to about 6%. Again, a normalized unemployment rate by all historical standards is 3 to 4%. Treasury yields rose back up on these reports to about 1.72, 1.73% for the 10-year Treasury bond. Notwithstanding the Treasury's rising, the yields rising, the stock market also hit records on Thursday based on the reports. You know, part of this is based on the fact that the infrastructure may be able to move forward. At the same time, tax cuts or tax raises are more complicated than expected on the Democratic side, with some Democrats being fully for large tax hikes, but some centrists not being as for large tax hikes. So it's sort of a fascinating perspective there. And again, jobs also bounced back heavily in travel and hospitality, not unexpected as the economy started to open more fully. The second story we're following is BlackRock. BlackRock is the world's largest asset manager with about $170 trillion under management. Truly a staggering amount of money. I didn't realize it was so much larger in amounts of assets under management than, let's say, Fidelity and Vanguard. Here, the firm has raised a $3 billion fund to buy secondary private equity stakes in businesses. These are, you know, stakes that private equity funds already buy. So rather than doing initial investing, they'll buy secondary investing. BlackRock, of course, has only been in the private equity business, but really in the private debt and in the real estate business, not in the traditional private equity business. This is one of the biggest or first forays into traditional private equity, but again, a secondary fund. Secondary funds have become more and more popular. There's a huge amount of assets and stakes in companies are sold by private equity funds to another private equity fund. Last year, $82 billion, nearly $82 billion was raised for these types of funds. BlackRock here is looking to take stakes in companies worth $100 to $200 million. So that's sort of the BlackRock private equity fund raising a secondary fund. And the third story we're following today is Hertz is working with bondholders and private equity to exit Chapter 11. The three main private equity funds involved here are Dundon Capital, Warburg Pincus, and Centerbridge, who will buy equity stakes for nearly $560 million and own about 14% of the reemerged Hertz. Originally, there was $19 billion in debt in Hertz when it filed for bankruptcy at the height of the pandemic or the height of travel going downhill in the pandemic. It now will sell about 50%, or bondholders will exchange about $5 billion in debt for 48% of the company. So it's between the bondholders and between the private equity funds, about 62% accounted for. All equity, pre-existing equity, is going to be wiped out. And Hertz will sell about 38% of the company in a rights offering, a first offer to bondholders and so forth. Hertz's revenues are down 70-80% year over year, and that's what led to the bankruptcy. In any event, those are the three main stories we're following today. Economy bouncing back, BlackRock raising a secondary private equity fund, Hertz emerging from bankruptcy with the help of bondholders and private equity funds. Hertz hopes to do this in June and July. To listen to the Becker Private Equity podcast, listen wherever you listen to podcasts, the Scott Becker Private Equity podcast. To learn about sponsoring Becker's healthcare podcast, call Jessica Cole. To learn about Becker's private equity podcast, email Scott Becker or reach Scott Becker. Thank you very much.